A country music legend has died, Ray Price. He was 87. He inspired legends like Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. Ray Price had a hand in changing the sound of country music twice. He took honky-tonk to the top of the charts and then helped make orchestras part of the Nashville sound. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN has this appreciation.
Before Ray Price, honky-tonk tunes weren't big sellers. Then...
storms brewing in this heart of mine.
Crazy Arms shot to number one in 1956. Its shuffling beat became the hallmark of the golden age of Texas honky tonk. Price, eventually tired of playing dancehall gigs for rough crowds, he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1999 that producers in Nashville had to come up with a way to broaden country's audience.
They had to do something to kind of fix it where the people that listened to the Tony Bennett's and the Frank Sinatra's would like the song or the music. And country music songs are great. I think they're beautiful songs, and to put the strings with them, that's my idea of how to make one really a great song.
Price became part of a second shift in country music. The single honky-tonk fiddle swelled into an entire string section. The polished production, which had its detractors, would become known as the Nashville sound.
Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine.
For the Good Times was written by Chris Christopherson, who called Price the link from Hank Williams to the country music of today. That's not just a matter of style. They were friends. Price was hand-picked to be Williams' caretaker on the road and even stand in when the older singer was too drunk to perform, like one New Year's Day.
I didn't know what to do because they come running in and said, well, you're going to have to take Hank's place. And I said, well, there's no way I can do that. But anyway, they put me out there with Hank's band, and we made it all right.
Price would start his own touring band called the Cherokee Cowboys. At one point, Willie Nelson played bass. Roger Miller, who went on to fame with King of the Road, auditioned on fiddle.
And his fiddle playing was terrible. And when he got through, he said, how'd you like that? And I said, well, can you sing and play guitar?
And that's what he was hired to do. Johnny Bush played drums for the Cherokee Cowboys. Bush says Price wanted the best musicians, and he let them share the spotlight.
And they had a lot of respect for Ray, and there's no better country singer in the world than Ray Price, and I don't know if there ever will be.
I couldn't sleep last night, just walked the floor. Don't know.
I was just so enthralled with the man. I just thought he was the greatest thing since peanut butter.
Sandra Orwig of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, was president of the Ray Price fan club for more than half a century. But she and others feel Price never got the love of a George Jones or Merle Haggard.
I never knew why he did not get the recognition that a lot of them did, and he sang so much better.
Long after his own music was off the radio, the singer and songwriter was finally inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1996. Writer Michael McCall says Price's name may not be on the tip of people's tongues, but his influence is certainly in their ears.
You know, I think anybody who sings a honky-tonk song has a little Ray Price in them, but also anybody who can stand in front of an orchestra and really open up and sing, it has some Ray Price in them.
Not one to overstate his own significance, Price was once asked what changed after he hit it big.
Well, I got to eat pretty regular.
Price maintained his blue-collar work ethic until the end, performing even as he battled pancreatic cancer. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
They paint a pretty picture of a
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.